These two will race 100 yards. One, two, three. Carl burst out of the gate and is closing in on the finish like a bullet, while Gary appears to be licking some jelly he spilled on his shirt.
Hey, where'd the other guy go?
Well, there you have it. There's no comparison. Comcast is up to three times faster than 768K DSL. So get connected to the number one high-speed internet provider in America. Comcast High-Speed Internet. Nothing else comes close. Get connected for $19.99 a month for 3 months. Call 1-888-COMCAST today. Offer ends June 30th. Restrictions apply. Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Actual speeds may vary. Installation fees may apply. Call for pricing and service details.
If you've been thinking about buying or leasing a new BMW, let me give you a little advice. When you talk to your BMW dealer, don't just ask how much your new BMW is going to cost to buy. Ask how much extra it'll cost to maintain. Surely, a car with such legendary performance credentials as a BMW can't be inexpensive to maintain, can it? Well, actually, your new BMW will cost you nothing extra to maintain. See, every new BMW is covered by BMW's full maintenance program. That means all factory-recommended maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles is covered. It even covers things that typically wear out over time, like brake pads, brake rotors, even wiper blades. Look, BMW has always made cars that are fun to drive. And now, we've made them just a little more fun to own.
Lease a 2004 3 Series for $299 a month for 36 months with $30.99 due at signing, but only through June 30th. See your authorized BMW center or call 888-311-4BMW for details.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And good Friday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and the weekend is here, so let's have a can of beer. That goes out to my friend Mike O'Mara. Now, you want to listen to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. today because we've got lots to give away. Nissan Pavilion tickets to Kiss with Poison, Nissan Pavilion tickets to Rush, Sopranos prize packs, and Sex in the City DVD. So be sure to stay tuned to Don and Mike at 3 p.m. today. Also, don't forget Low Budget Jeopardy today. But for now, it's on with the best of Don and Mike. Now, some of the WJFK wives are planning a little get-together, and Don and Mike will have none of it. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
So my wife did that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, and I haven't. I saved it, and I haven't even told my wife that the message is on the machine yet.
Oh.
So my wife hasn't gotten it. She has to get it from me. You know how nervous we get when they all get together.
Yeah.
But they're going to do it when we're out of town.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're going to do it, but they're going to try to do it, I guess.
Your wife wants to do it.
I did not give her permission to do that.
Uh-oh. I hope I didn't get her in trouble.
Oh, we also forgot Chinese handcuffs. You know, the
things on your fingers.
The finger things. And also we forgot in Boardwalk. Hi, honey.
Hi, boo-boo.
Oriental Avenue.
There you go.
You know, one of the blues, one of the light blues right at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that in Connecticut is one of the light blues, right?
They're like, mm-hmm. What are they, like $40 rent, something like that?
Very cheap.
You could put a hotel on Oriental Avenue for like $800.
Are they the cheapest properties on the board?
So.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, the maroon. I mean, the
Baltic.
Baltic and Mediterranean come cheaper. Those are purple.
Purple.
Oh, gotcha.
Where does Buzz's basket come from?
Oh, that's Taiwan. That's
Taiwan.
China, technically.
Yes,
well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, listen, here's why I'm calling you.
I know. I was hoping, you know, I was hoping to take you and Mike out of that loop entirely. I should have waited till later.
I'm sorry, I intercepted the message.
He just mentioned to me a second ago. He said, hey, you know, your wife left a message from my wife to...
You know, I hope you don't beat her or something to make her say no.
What?
I hope you don't beat her and make her say no.
I you know, of course I beat her and make her say no.
I know, that's what I'm afraid of.
So what do you want to do with now? Now you want to take Laura out.
I thought it would be a good idea if when you guys are out of town,
yes.
if, you know, the females connected to the show have a little,
you know,
Laura, get together.
Laura can't make it, Frida.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Does she have an appointment to fall down some stairs?
I don't like this at all. No, I am not. I will pass along the message, gladly.
Mike just had all the doorways narrowed.
What do you have planned? Now, are you, you're including Carrie in this, right?
Carrie and Marcia.
Yeah.
Marcia was mentioned in the message, too.
Carrie, Marcia, see if Roz was available.
Roz, that's right. Roz Stevens, too.
Right.
Wow, hey, that's a great night out.
Mm-hmm.
With those five women getting together.
They're wild. I think it's only trouble. I think the potential is
me too.
For true trouble. Mm-hmm. Someone, one of us will be fired when that evening is over. One of us will be fired.
That's why I didn't mention it to you, Boo Boo.
Or quit or commit suicide.
You know, I know you boys stress. God knows what badness you have, on your mind. And but I really, maybe I'm naive, but I think it's just like Bart. Bart wasn't doing anything bad at the movies. He just didn't want the parents to see him.
Right. It's just better if the wives have minimal contact with each other.
I don't know why you're so paranoid, and it would make for a nice, get together, and we can commiserate with each other's, and misery loves company. I thought it would be fun.
Well, all right. I mean, it took me by surprise when Mike mentioned that.
Right.
Speaking of paranoid, why would I be paranoid? Well, because Mike said to me, hey, what about this thing with the wives getting together? And I gave him a blank-eyed stare and said,
I thought you knew.
I know not this plan you're speaking of.
Right.
Well, it just germinated, and I haven't even spoken to Laura. I'm sure she'll be physically able to come to the phone and give me a call back.
Nah, she come down with something.
Real unexpected.
Unexpected.
Unexpected. But you know what? Good. You know, in one way, you all deserve each other because women, and I don't mean you, honey. I just mean in general.
Haven't you and Laura and Roz gotten together before?
Well, sure. And the thing is,
it was totally harmless. But I think the only missing links were Carrie Spiewak and Marcia Elston.
Marcia's been out with them as well.
Really?
Marcia went out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that was a painless. I don't think we got in trouble that time.
No, I don't think we did
no?
either. No. No. It's just the thought that they were conspiring. The thing that got me is that they're conspiring without at least giving me a heads up.
I thought you always knew everything.
I thought I did.
Originating out of your house, I know nothing that originates out of my house.
I thought I did.
It's the way it's been for quite some time.
You know what? If it's a go, then I would have mentioned it to you because it's not a secret. But it just seems to me that our husbands have unusual jobs, and it's not a lot of people who can relate to your particular set of circumstances, so then we can commiserate with each other.
Right, gotcha. And how many
husbands, how many wives get together and say, yeah, well, they had strippers in today. Yeah, right, right.
See, really? You want to know what the real worry is?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worry. That's the worry. That's the worry that the group gets together.
Nothing good can come of it.
No, I agree.
I mean, when something doesn't happen when they all get together, I'm extremely relieved.
Yeah, but something will happen. They'll discover something on the show that one of them doesn't like, then all of a sudden, it's like that commercial, and so on, and so on, and so
right?
on, and so on.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, it's good because, frankly, I tell you something about broads, and especially about my wife. This morning,
Mr. Broad Expert, go ahead.
This morning especially, I got to get up early to go do my goddamn kickboxing, and Bart's getting up early because he's taking himself to school, and Frida wakes up earlier than either of us.
Okay.
Frida wakes up like at 5:30, and she gets up and she does her running on the treadmill and stuff, and it's about 6:15, and both Bart and I are just dragging ass downstairs to get downstairs, and I look at him and I go, "Good morning," and he goes, "Good morning," and I turn the coffee machine on, and I say, all this now to Bart. Did you go get paper? I mean, it's like I'm leaving out words.
You go get paper.
No, you go get paper. And meanwhile, downstairs, here comes, June Cleaver, happy because she's already up. She's exercised. She's got the rest of the day is, whatever she does. She comes down and she goes, Well, good morning, boys. How are you guys doing today?
Needless to say, I'm up later than you both doing stuff. I wake up earlier. I was running. I come down, and I'm in a happy mood until I see your faces.
And so she comes down, and she just starts this nonstop chatter, which is like, well, now, listen, here's what we've got going today. Now, after school today, you're going to be doing this. And now, Dad's going to be going to New York. And now, you got to make sure that you do this. You got to make sure that you call this company for me. And neither one of us said a word.
Mm-hmm.
She just turned and looked at us. She said, well, if this is the way it's down here, I'm going upstairs. She says to me, see you after your workout. Says to Bart, see you after school. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Didn't like the low energy level of the room.
And
it's not only low energy, it's grumpy.
What time is this?
6:15 a.m.
That's early.
Yeah. 6:15 a.m.
That's early with your schedule too. I mean, you know, this is when you're working. I mean, you work late in the day.
Yeah.
You get home later than most people get home.
And same with Bart. Bart has a part time job now, and Bart is, you know, obviously going to school every day. So we're dragging ass. And frankly,
yeah, but you're snoring before I even come to bed. So it's not like you're staying up.
Right.
Your work's not keeping you up at night.
No, but God knows I could sleep later than 5:45 a.m.
Well, I don't think it would harm you to be polite and civil in the morning.
I am polite and civil, but I cannot offer this happy-go-lucky, I've got my whole day in front of me. Gosh, I wonder what exciting experience I'm going to have today. I just can't give it to you at 6:15, especially when I haven't had my coffee.
It wasn't even that. I made a reference to your working out. Well, that's good for you. It'll be, you know, when you were going to work out, it's good for your body or something. And
no,
you give me some snappish response.
No. I know what it was. The other night when I was watching whatever bad show I was watching.
You were watching The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Whatever intellectual show you're watching at the time.
It was a great Simpsons.
I missed it this weekend.
It was a great Simpsons where Homer and Bart became con men. And they would, like, put on fake mustaches and stuff.
I saw a promo for it. They didn't go too much. I don't like it when they do the too much of the dumb stuff with Homer.
It was funny.
It was good?
Yeah, there's lots of great bad Homer stuff. So I'm watching The Simpsons, and at one point I come out of the room, and I say to Frida, what are you watching? And she's, of course, well, The Discovery Channel.
Yeah, and I said it just like that, too.
The Discovery Channel.
She says,
look, there's a story of this guy named George. And this is a guy who was terribly fat, and his girlfriend was going to leave him or something like this. And
he wasn't terribly fat. He had a little bit of a pot belly he wanted to get rid of, and it just showed how when you exercise, how all these new blood vessels come in and all these fat burning. And it was just interesting to see what happens when you exercise.
It was Chicken George. It was Ben Vereen. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, that show compared to The Simpsons, I'm going to watch The Simpsons anytime. So what she says to me this morning is, as she's in the middle of all of her, you know, happy talk, she says, oh, you're going to work out? And I said, yes. And she says, well, great, because we don't want you to be like George.
No, I didn't. I said, it's something like it's good for you, like it was for George.
And I
said,
great. Now you're comparing me to the fat guy on the Discovery Channel.
And then you made me say, excuse me, but George was a lot slimmer than you. It would have been a favor if I had compared you to him. And I mean, but you're so irritable, and I hadn't compared you.
Damn right I'm irritable. I mean, I don't, listen, in the first thing in the morning at 6:15, I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk.
Well, you know what? That's the new rule at our house. I will give you the completely cold, silent shoulder from now on.
You know, I mean, I like monosyllabic, you know, caveman talk.
Like, we won't talk in the morning. That's done.
Good morning. Me love you. You know,
time for BM.
Me love you. Yes.
You notice the rest of this week. You can come back tomorrow and report. There will be no conversation from me to you in the morning.
Where am sports section? Need toilet paper.
Need newspaper. Need paper.
Paper.
Hey, rock, paper, scissors.
But come on now. Tell the truth. Tell how much weight I've lost now. Come on, say it.
I don't feel like talking right now.
Oh, come on.
You know, you don't feel like talking in the morning. I'm not in the mood now. I'm going to the grocery store.
Come on, because people won't believe me if I say it.
You've lost 100 pounds.
Oh, you're such a liar.
Congratulations.
No, come on.
Well, I don't want to offend you.
Oh, please.
31 pounds, so you say.
All right. Bravo.
No. Not so I say.
Yeah.
So Attila the trainer says.
Well, You know, you shouldn't insult me and then expect me to compliment you. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I wasn't insulting you. You insulted me this morning with the stuff about George from the Discovery Channel.
I didn't say you looked like George. I said as long as it would work on your body like it did on George's, because, pardon me, you happen to be human also.
Right,
it would
this,
work on Ally McBeal's body like
this,
it worked on George's.
But this guy was on the Discovery Channel because there was something wrong with him, right?
No, he wasn't. It was showing what your body does when you exercise. God, you're so sensitive. For a guy who insults, I'd say, roughly 50 people an hour when you work, you can't take the least bit of criticism.
No.
It wasn't even criticism. It was a comment.
I just wish you would watch bad TV like me.
Mm. The Simpsons? How many hundreds of years has that been on? I watched it like the first 15 years.
Can I tell you something? There is, aside from The Sopranos,
it has been on a long.
How
I
long has
you know
seriously?
What? The Simpsons. I've done The Simpsons.
That has got to be
a
record.
I'm ready for a new show.
Outside of The Sopranos, there is no show that consistently makes me laugh like Homer Simpson. No show. I mean, I watch it every once in a while.
Malcolm in the Middle's pretty good.
Yeah, but not like The Simpsons, though.
No.
The Simpsons, Homer does something, at least one thing every week, that really makes me laugh out loud.
Homer's the greatest.
All right, Boo Boo. Well, I'm going to the grocery store, and I already look like an idiot standing out front of the grocery store yelling into my phone.
All right, sweetie.
All right, I love you anyway.
All right, I love you anyway, too. I love you.
But no conversation in the morning.
You know what? A-OK with me. How about this? How about the talking? The talking begins. What do you say, 7:30?
No, I think 9 a.m.
Ask for it and you'll get it.
All right, good.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
I know you. You will be so palpy sulky. You don't want to converse, but you like it when I'm happy. So.
No. Hold on. This can't, if we're going to do this thing where we're not going to talk in the morning.
This isn't going to work.
You can't be pouty. And you know, be in that bitchly cow corn way.
Because if I'm even quiet thinking about something, have something on my mind, you ask me 100 times, what's the matter? What's wrong?
That's right.
You don't like it when I'm quiet.
Well, you can't just sit and think about something. When my wife sits and thinks about something, she stares and she frowns.
Right.
And it drives me nuts until I finally go, what do you think? I asked her that just the other day. I said, What is it? And it was something stupid like drapery or something.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking whatever I'm thinking. But so, I bet you'll crack first. I bet you crack tomorrow.
All right. I bet you I don't.
All right, good. All right,
I don't. Love you. Bye. I tell you what, that's a sweet plan if I can get my wife to live up to
9 a.m.?
Good luck.
9 a.m. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern, all morning. Don and Mike. All afternoon. 106.7 WJFA. Don't give up the taste. Fresh, smooth, real. Bud Light. It's all here. Only 6.6 grams of carbs per 12-ounce serving. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The following is a special notice to all new import buyers. Through this Sunday.